Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, May 3rd. Some bittersweet news, right? DeJuan Smoot has signed with the Buffalo Bills. End of an era for DeJuan Smoot for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Drafted back in 2017, was with the Jags, you know, in Duval for seven seasons. Now a Buffalo Bill. We're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. You can become a channel member right here on YouTube. Get some cool perks. A lot of different ways you can support the channel, but really appreciate y'all being here. So DeJuan Smoot, no longer a Jacksonville Jaguar for the first time in his career. He did have a slow start to his career. First couple years, you know, they had him add weight, they had him drop some weight, there was coaching changes, so didn't really hit the ground running as a third round pick in 2017 and 2018, but he was there for the wild ride that was the 2017 season, you know, the AFC Championship run, a team that was a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to be around. Obviously dealt with the whole debacle following that with, you know, Blake Bortles not being the guy, with Tom Coughlin kind of sending the Jaguars into a tailspin in a lot of ways. But DeJuan Smoot, he really started hitting his stride in that 2019 season, his third year in the league. You know, he became one of their more reliable pass rushers. And for close to half a decade, he was a good rotational rusher. Hit at least 5 sacks in 4 straight seasons as a rotational defensive lineman. He only started 17 games in Jacksonville. All of those came in the 2020 and 2021 seasons. But despite that, he was able to rack up 22.5 sacks in 4 seasons from 2019 to 2022. Would have had more, would have done more, probably would still be a Jaguar right now, but for an Achilles injury in 2022. That was such a bummer for many reasons, right? For DeJuan Smoot, for the Jaguars, you know, that was a team that was kind of surging towards the playoffs, and that was one bump in the road that they had right before the playoffs kind of got started. Obviously, they had Arden Key, who was able to step in and kind of pick up the slack, if you will. But that was a contract year for DeJuan Smoot. He was absolutely balling, generating pressures at a very high clip, getting the quarterback on the ground, doing a lot for that Jaguars defense, and that Jaguars defense was having a good time. He was probably going to get paid as like one of the top designated pass rusher types in free agency that year. 27 years old, turning 28, might have been like the top DPR that year in free agency. That would have been his biggest payday of his career. That would have been the one for him where he really kind of set things up for the future. And it's not like he is an NFL player that was a former third round pick that's been in the league for 7 years. He's made some money, right? But that would have been his biggest payday. So that was a real bummer for him. But the Achilles injury happened. The Jaguars did re-sign him for 2023, but he obviously wasn't ready to be pre-injury Smoot. He wasn't ready to be a high-impact rotational player for them last year, which is no big surprise. A big man coming off an Achilles injury, that's tough. But now he goes to Buffalo, where he will have an opportunity to carve out a role. Pretty deep defensive line group there, but he'll have a chance on a good defense with good coaching to make an impact if he can get back a little closer to his 2022 form. Can he do that? Remains to be seen. He's 29 years old. Never really looked like himself last year. I'm hoping for the best for him, obviously. I think the Jaguars had kind of already decided it was time to go in a different direction this offseason when it comes to DeJuan Smoot, just, you know, with age, injury, all that stuff, but I still think that they should sign a veteran edge, as we talked about yesterday. I still think Bud Dupree makes the most sense for them by a pretty wide margin. I think that, you know, he played with Ryan Nielsen in Ryan Nielsen's defense last year, did a good job as a rotational rusher in that role, so that would make a lot of sense for me. But happy trails to DeJuan Smoot, really good guy, one of the most tenured Jaguars that was still around. You know, him and Shatley. Shatley's been around since like 2014, 2013. But, of course, Shatley is back for another year. But DeJuan Smoot is a Buffalo Bill. Happy trails to him. Best of wishes. except for when he's playing the Jaguars, of course, right? But all the best for DeJuan Smoot. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know about, you know, your favorite DeJuan Smoot memory, what you think about DeJuan Smoot moving on to the Buffalo Bills. If you enjoy the content here, again, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up the new Duval gear, or become a channel member. Y'all have a great weekend.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.